The 5 o'clock ABC News is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After being convicted on federal corruption charges last week, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez says he'll resign effective immediately, August 20th. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Bob Menendez was found guilty on those multiple charges of corruption, on serving as a foreign agent for Egypt and Qatar, for benefiting New Jersey businessmen, for using his perch in the Senate for corrupt purposes and receiving gifts and money and gold bars and cars for all of that.
New Jersey's governor will choose a Senate replacement. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin this hour, her first rally as the Democratic presumptive nominee. Today, Democratic congressional leaders backed her candidacy. Harris is not expected to attend when Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addresses members of Congress this week, but she's expected to meet with Netanyahu during his visit. President Biden also meets with Netanyahu and former President Trump at his estate in Florida. This is ABC News. Due to lightning. Sunday, July 21st, was the hottest day ever recorded worldwide. The EU's Climate Change Service says the global average surface air temperature was nearly 63 degrees Fahrenheit, slightly higher than the previous record set last July. Mortgage rates are still high and home sales are down.
Mortgage rates have mostly hovered around 7% this year, and most economists expect them to stay at least 6% for the next several months. That's kept a lot of buyers out of the market, even as the inventory of available homes has grown. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing, not newly built homes was down 5.4% in June compared to last year. Home prices, however, continue to rise.
ABC's Sherry Preston. Electric vehicles are becoming a little more affordable. J.D. Power says car buyers are paying about $1,500 more for an EV than for comparable gas vehicles. A year ago, it was about $8,000 more. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for partly to mostly cloudy conditions tonight. Isolated showers are possible. Areas of fog possible as well, with a low of 60. A slight chance of a shower in the morning tomorrow. Otherwise, partly sunny and turning less humid, with a high of 77. And mainly clear tomorrow night with patchy fog and a low of 56. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's cloudy. And our current temperature is 78 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care, and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. This summer's flooding on the Mississippi River set records, according to the National Weather Service in La Crosse. While the river crest didn't break any records, the amount of time that the river has been above certain levels has broken flooding marks that were set back in 1993. In fact, the 2024 flooding broke 17 of the 32 daily flood records set in 93. The National Weather Service said that the unofficial crest of this year's flooding was 14.94 feet set on July 2nd. The highest ever June and July crest were also set this year. Dozens of Wisconsin Alliant Energy workers have returned home after helping with tornado cleanup in Illinois. ComEd, an energy company serving northern Illinois, had reached out when 25 confirmed tornadoes touched down in Chicago and surrounding areas last week. ComEd had almost 430,000 customers without power as a result of the storms. More than 70 Alliant Energy employees from communities like Beloit, Janesville, Mauston, Fond du Lac, Ripon, Verona, and Baraboo helped restore power to the area. A key program that helps Wisconsinites facing food insecurity is set to expire. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, helps millions of families. It's part of the Farm Bill, which expires in September. Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin.
SNAP benefits help over 700,000 Wisconsinites afford food, which is 1 in 8 people in our state. And so gutting this assistance would mean that these families have to make difficult choices.
Republicans and Democrats are at odds over a provision that allows the White House to make changes to SNAP without congressional approval. And lawmakers only have 2 more weeks in session before recess in August. Meanwhile, nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites facing food insecurity rely on those benefits. Suzanne Becker of Feed My People Food Bank in Eau Claire says food pantries do what they can, but SNAP is key.
We make a difference every day. We strive to, but this is a critical piece in making sure that all Americans have what they need.
The Farm Bill expires in September.
Everything old will be new again at this year's Democratic Convention. Delegates and not primary voters will choose the nominees for the first time in about 50 years. Mike Wagner teaches journalism and politics at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Primaries were not binding until the 1970s. And so we're really in a small way kind of reverting back to a convention where the party elites will be choosing the nominee.
That's Mike Wagner speaking with Civic Media. Congressman Derek Van Orden released a letter Monday demanding that Vice President Kamala Harris invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Joe Biden from office. The letter comes as President Biden announces he will no longer seek re-election, leaving Vice President Harris as the presumptive nominee. Congressman Van Orden says in the letter, quote, "We cannot have a commander-in-chief in charge of the nuclear codes who is experiencing the level of cognitive decline that we see in President Biden." UW-Madison police warn about a scam targeting incoming freshmen. It advertises tickets to a night party called Wisco Freshman Invasion, supposedly taking place around the time of move-in and orientation for incoming freshmen. The address listed on the flyer is that of the Wisconsin School of Business. Any back-to-school event sponsored by UW-Madison will be marketed to current students and will come from specific departments like Residence Life, the Multicultural Student Center, or Student Affairs. UWPD asked parents to share the warning with their students and cautions they shouldn't buy tickets from an unknown source. The University of Wisconsin is expanding its alcohol sales at sporting events. UW-Madison will sell beer, wine, and prepackaged cocktails in general seating areas at home football games starting with the 2024 opener on August 30th against Western Michigan. The UW Fieldhouse, which hosts Badger, volleyball, and wrestling, will also offer alcohol sales in common areas. Camp Randall will be the 16th of 18 Big Ten stadiums with alcohol sales in the general seating areas. Wisconsin began allowing the sale of alcohol in general seating at the Kohl Center and Le Bon Arena in 2023. 3 cows died when a semi-trailer they were in tipped over in southwest Wisconsin. The crash happened in a roundabout south of Lancaster. The Grant County Sheriff's Office said the driver of the truck, who is from Iowa, missed the curve, went over the center divider, and hit a road sign. The semi then rolled onto the driver's side and slid before it hit another sign and came to a stop. The driver suffered minor injuries. The semi was hauling over 5 dozen cattle at the time of the crash. EAA Air Venture 2024 is underway at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. EAA communication specialist Drew Stefani said air shows will be a big draw for visitors.
As part of the air shows, the snowbirds are going to be one of the big headlines this year, kind of at the tail end of the week. But then earlier in the week, we're going to have the Italian aerobatic team, as well as several other demo jet teams, your F-35s, your F-22s, F-16s, all that sort of fun stuff, too. So there's going to be plenty to see throughout the week.
Last year, EAA Air Venture broke attendance records with over 600,000 visitors from 93 countries. Stefani says he expects this year to be another big one.
A lot of the attendance is going to depend on the weather, but I would say looking at the forecast so far, I think we're going to be on par with prior years. I certainly think we're expecting more than 600,000 to walk through the doors throughout the week.
Admission for children 17 and younger is free at EAA this year, thanks to the Boeing Company. EAA runs through Sunday. Each year, local artists from around Wisconsin compete for an opportunity to have their artwork commemorated in a historic way on the wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl stamps. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting artwork entries for the wild turkey, pheasant, and waterfowl stamp design contests. The winning designs will appear on the 2025 collection of stamps. Stamp design entries must be received or postmarked by August 1st. All stamp contest applicants should review contest rules carefully to ensure the eligibility of their entries. Artwork must meet technical requirements to be properly processed and prepared for judging and display. Rules, entry information, and reproduction rights agreements are available on the DNR's Wildlife Stamp Funding and Stamp Design Contest webpage. On Friday, August 2nd, riders will begin their trek to the high ground from four different locations across the state, marking the 40th anniversary of this long-running fundraiser. Founder Tom Miller's vision to create a memorial in honor of his fallen comrade came to fruition with the creation of the nonprofit Wisconsin Vietnam Veterans Memorial Project. He biked 1,244 miles around Wisconsin that year to bring recognition to the project. The miles represent the number of Wisconsin servicemen and women killed in action during the Vietnam War. The annual Bike-a-thon, or BAT, has gone through several changes since then and is now known as the High Ground Heroes Ride Bike Tour. It has morphed into a three-day, multiple-route ride with additional routes added. During the High Ground Bicycle Tour's 25th anniversary in 2009, veteran Ton Kingsbury rode his bicycle along the original 1985 route around Wisconsin and increased his number of miles to 1,500 to include the men and women from Wisconsin who were killed in action serving after Vietnam to 2009. Each year, the number of riders has increased to currently over 120 who join one of five routes, and the funds raised have gone from $18,000 to $95,445 in 2023. The event has seen older generations inspire the next to participate, with riders as young as 10 years old taking on the full three-day, 170-mile journey. They arrive at the high ground on that first Sunday of August, quietly, with only their fellow riders welcoming them. The high ground is preparing to receive these unsung heroes with the welcome they deserve. The high ground calls on you to join them in welcoming each rider and showing them your appreciation for their efforts in supporting the high ground's mission. Vietnam veterans, please RSVP by July 31st for the Vietnam Veterans Reunion. For more information about the Heroes Ride, visit the highgroundheroesride.com. For more information about the high ground in Neillsville, visit thehighground.us.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Bosqueville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the family for funeral expenses. Randy Hendricks, 54, of Richland Center. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet, died July 13th at his home. Memorial services will be held Friday from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet, died July 13th at his home. Brent Anthony, Tony Vinglish, 56, of Muscadet. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 6, and again Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Pine Valley Foundation, St. Jude's, or charity of your choice. Eloise Skip Miller, 93, of Richland Center. Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky, died Sunday at home after a long battle with cancer. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 1 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Loretto. Burial will be in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. A memorial fund has been established in Donald's name. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family of Donald G. Powell, 77, of Sandusky. William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center, died Friday at UW Health University Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Richland Center Fire Department. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for William S. Bill McCorkle, 86, of Richland Center. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66, died July 8th at home. A celebration of life will be held in the near future. In lieu of flowers, please consider a donation to the family in care of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. David Owen, Doc O'Connor, age 66. Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. No formal funeral services will be held. Memorials may be directed to the Fancy Creek Cemetery Association or a charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral Service is assisting the family of Helen Ann Gillingham, 82, of Gillingham. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Alyssa Lisney and Noah Mason had a son, Owen James.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Summer heat and humidity can be harmful or even deadly for pets. With this in mind, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society offers the following hot weather tips. First, if you are uncomfortable because of heat and humidity, chances are your pets are too. Do everything you can to keep them cool and comfortable during summer heat. If your pet is outside, make sure there's plenty of shade and fresh, cool, clean water available. And finally, never leave pets in vehicles during the summer, as heat inside a vehicle can reach dangerous levels very quickly, even when windows are cracked open. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, most of the thunderstorms so far today have stayed off to the south of us. As of late afternoon, they were stretching from eastern Iowa through northern Illinois, a few of them right up towards southeastern tip of Wisconsin, but gradually shifting away from us. Still a slight chance you could see a spotty shower out there tonight or early tomorrow, but for the most part, quieter weather building in with less humidity as well as high pressure works in from southern Canada. That should bring us more sunshine tomorrow and plenty of sunshine coming up as we head into Thursday and Friday. Should be some great summer conditions for all your favorite outdoor activities. We will see a gradual warming trend for the weekend as south winds pick up across the region. That will allow a bit more humidity work back in, especially by Sunday. And with a front coming to the area late Sunday and Monday, there could be some scattered thunderstorms at that point. Otherwise, for tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, still that small chance of a brief shower, possibly some fog later on as well. Temperatures cooling back to near 60. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and turning less humid. High near 77, wind from the north and northeast between 5 and 10. Wednesday night, mainly clear with patchy fog, low temperature about 56. Thursday, mostly sunny and mild with a high near 79. Friday looks seasonal with lots of sunshine, lows in the 50s, highs around 83. Saturday, partly cloudy and rather warm, low 60, high about 86. Sunday, variably cloudy, breezy and more humid. Spotty showers or thunderstorms are possible, low in the mid-60s with a high near 87. And Monday, partly cloudy, hot and humid with a slight chance of a thunderstorm, low 69 degrees with a high near 89. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 78 degrees after a high of 79 and a morning low of 64. Yesterday's high was 82, and we received 1/100th of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1946 is 101 degrees, with a record low of 45 set back in 1985. Last year's high was 84, with a low of 57. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:33, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:43. Winds are out of the southwest at 3 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.98, and we have received 99/100th of an inch of rain so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 78 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Leakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. There is Richland Center Church League softball action going on this evening, and on the East Diamond, starting at 7, it will be Bethel Lutheran taking on Richland Baptist Temple 1. Free Methodist will umpire. And also on the East Diamond tonight at 8:15, it will be Free Methodist versus the Mission, and Bethel Lutheran will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, it's Church of the Nazarene against Boscobel Assembly of God. St. Mary's will umpire. And at 8:15 on the West Diamond, it is Richland Baptist Temple 2 versus St. Mary's and Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. Makeup games from July 2nd will be played on Thursday night And then for more information about Church League softball, visit the league's website at rcchurchleague.com. The Brewers left the bases loaded twice in a frustrating 3-1 loss at Chicago last night. Tobias Myers was saddled with the loss. That defeat breaks a 3-game winning streak for Milwaukee. The Brewers were held scoreless until Willie Adames pounded his 16th home run in the 8th inning. Ian Happ had a homer for the Cubs. Colin Reyes starts the second game of the 3-game series tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch for that contest will be at 7:05, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame will start at 6:30. Packers training gets underway, but there's no Jordan Love under center for practices. Love participated in organized team activities, but won't be on the field until he has a new contract agreement. He figures to get a deal that will make him one of the highest paid NFL players in history, possibly the highest paid. The team did reach an agreement with him with one of its top defensive players. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark has signed a 3-year deal worth $64 million. Also, the Green Bay Packers have signed Jacob Eason to give them a third quarterback to participate in training camp workouts. Eason joins the second-year pro Sean Clifford and rookie seventh-round pick Michael Pratt. Packers starting quarterback Jordan Love is in camp, but it isn't practicing as long as his contract negotiations remain unresolved. The 26-year-old Eason has appeared in 2 career NFL games. Green Bay made room for Eason by releasing long snapper Peter Bowden.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. The Wisconsin Badgers are projected to be the 7th best team in the Big Ten Conference football this season. USA Today Sports Network released its rankings yesterday just before the 2024 media day started. The writers say Wisconsin has the 4th toughest schedule and the 5th best returning production from last year. No love from Las Vegas, where the analysts project just 6.5 wins for Coach Luke Fickell's team. Ohio State is picked to finish first, and Purdue is at the bottom of the stack at 18th. An 18-game NFL season seems inevitable. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has already stated he favors expanding the regular season by another game. Now NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell says the players' union is open to an agreement before the current labor deal expires after the 2030 season. It's going to take a lot of convincing to get most of the league's players on board with another game, but the NFL usually gets what the NFL wants. The league persuaded the union to allow a 17th game in the last round of the CBA discussions, and the schedule was expanded in 2021. 3-time Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes was a unanimous choice, by the Associated Press for number one quarterback in the NFL as a preseason survey. In a preseason survey, a panel of 8 AP Pro football writers ranked the top 5 players at QB, basing selections on current status entering the 2024 season. Despite a subpar regular season by his lofty standards, Mahomes has another exceptional postseason, leading the Kansas City Chiefs to a repeat Super Bowl victory and their 3rd title in 5 seasons. Josh Allen reigned NFL MVP. Lamar Jackson, C.J. Stroud, and Brock Purdy each received second-place votes. And the WNBA All-Star Game drew a record number of viewers, with 3.44 million people watching the contest in Phoenix on Saturday night. The game, which saw the WNBA All-Stars beat the U.S. Olympic team 117-109, easily topped the 1.44 million that viewed the 2003 contest. Saturday's game peaked with more than 4 million viewers. It was the third most viewed WNBA event ever and the largest audience for the league since its first two nationally televised games in 1997. Last year's game, which was also on primetime TV, drew 850,000 viewers. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/Trump Monitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Attention meat lovers, head to Richland Locker for unbeatable deals on top quality meats. This week, get fresh pork tenderloins for just $2.98 a pound, or try our marinated pork tenderloin at only $3.98 a pound. In the deli, savor the rich flavor of smoked pit ham at $6.48 a pound. And don't forget our delicious Swiss and baby Swiss cheese for just $5.98 a pound. Visit Richland Locker today, where quality meets affordability. Prices valid while supplies last.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Tuesday, soybeans and corn are mixed, cattle and hogs finished higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans were mixed, mostly higher. Forecast you have a hotter, drier pattern emerging in parts of the region, potentially lasting into mid-August. That could cause some stress during key phases of development for beans. August beans were the exception, down a quarter at 1117 and a half. September was up 7 at 1071 and 3 quarters. August bean meal was down 90 cents at 342.70. August soybean oil was 34 points lower at 46.66. Corn was mixed, mostly modestly higher, watching development conditions and the potential for crop stress over the next few weeks. Unknown destinations did buy 200,000 tons of new crop U.S. corn ahead of Tuesday's open. Mexico bought U.S. corn on Monday. September corn was 2.25 higher at 402.5, and December was up 2.25 at 417.25. And wheat was down on profit-taking, technical selling, and the higher trade in the dollar for most of the session. Spring wheat could see some impact from the forecasted hotter, drier weather in the northern U.S. plains and Canada. The trade's also monitoring yield and quality issues in parts of Europe. September Chicago was down 5.25 at 542.75. September Kansas City was 5 lower at 566.75. September Minneapolis was down 7.25 at 615.5. Live and feeder cattle were higher, preparing for this week's direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. August live was up 237 at 186.30. October was $1.52 higher at 186.12. August feeders were up 235 at 258.75. September was 210 higher at 258.60. and oversold. August hogs were up $1.27 at $93.65. October lean was $1.15 higher at $77.12. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life, filled with dance, art, music, and knowledge. They dream of a brighter future with enough nutritious food to eat, a chance to learn and grow, to get an education, escape poverty, and do incredible things. Today, thanks to Children International and friends like you, such dreams are coming true. Together, we give children a chance to set their sights high and succeed in school and in life by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and so much more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today. Together, we can help end poverty for good.
Cash cattle trade activity was relatively quiet Tuesday. Bid surfaced in the south at $187 to $188 live. Asking prices were at $190 plus live, while the north was quiet. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until the back half of the week. Box beef closed lower on light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 23 cents at $313.21. Select closed $1.67 lower at $296.66. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, up 2,000 on the week and down about 2,500 on the year. Cash hogs into the day mostly higher. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 31 cents with a weighted average of 84.35. The Iowa Minnesota was up 9 cents with a weighted average of 84.47. The Western Corn Belt down a penny at 84.37. The Eastern Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of 84.32. Pork values closed lower, down $1.02 at 103.50. And estimated hog slaughter was 481,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up about 3,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. More than 500 state and national ag groups have sent a letter to chamber and ag committee leaders in the House and Senate, asking them to enact a new farm bill in the current Congress. American Farm Bureau's Scott Vanderwall.
We're fairly satisfied with the House version. There's some things in the Senate version that we like as well. We're just saying get it done. We need to get an updated farm bill done. They need to at least extend it.
More news is next.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. The Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
Michigan farmer says he's not taking a risk with tar spot this season. Mark Sank spoke with Brownfield while he was out spraying for the disease on Tuesday.
My farm was hit really hard with tar spot in 2021, and the fungicide really paid off that year. We had acres that didn't have fungicide versus acres that did. It was really a payoff.
A West Central Iowa farmer says conditions have been favorable for the development of his crops. Jeff Frank raises corn and soybeans in Sac County.
Things look really good here. I mean, we've had enough rain to keep us going and not too much. Maybe a little bit too much early, but things look really good here.
He tells Brownfield he'll be focusing on disease management the rest of the month. U.S. chicken egg production declined during June. USDA says 8.81 billion eggs were produced last month, 2% less than June of last year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News headlines.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Aerial drone technology is advancing rapidly, and what a drone can do for farmers now compared to a few years ago is vastly different.
There's a big spring in spreading drones to actually apply an input by air. The other side of that is drones that will carry certain sensors.
That's Jeremy Williams with American Drone. We'll hear more from him next on today's Managing for Profit.
It's time for the Groupiest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th. Yeah, I'm
feeling good. Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Drones are getting more and more popular, and from what I've been told, this year has been a very big year because of the wet ground.
Yeah, it's been a very challenging year for our farmers with all the wet weather and the saturated soil, but luckily we can bring a tool that allows us to get the job done for them even despite this kind of weather. These drones, these spraying and spraying drones, have gotten a lot larger. Every year they get larger. Some of the things that was challenging this year is, for instance, terminating a cover crop, controlling the weeds in an already planted field. There was really no other way to do that besides having an aircraft come in and do it.
And with a drone, that aircraft is much more precise on the target, isn't it, than, say, bringing in a helicopter or an airplane?
We can be very, very precise. We can also stay exactly a certain height above the crop all over the field, which means a very quality application, even in the face of having a field surrounded by trees. We can stay exactly the same height around the entire field.
Depending on what you're applying, that can be very big.
Absolutely. Part of a very quality application is staying a consistent height above the crop canopy.
The drones, I understand, are getting bigger and bigger, and that means the payload capacity is bigger as well, so you can get more acreage out of one flight.
Yes, that's correct. And we have two of the top leading manufacturers here that we carry as a dealership, and one is currently at 10.5 gallons, and the other one's at 13.2. So that's where we are now. The bigger ones are already on the way.
What types of things can a farmer do with a drone besides maybe making a spray application or maybe spreading some cover crop seed? I understand the applications are growing every year too.
Yeah, that's a great question, because there really is two categories here. There's a big spraying and spreading drones to actually apply an input by air. The other side of that is drones that will carry certain sensors like thermal, multispectral, RGB cameras. The farmer can really get a lot of information from these sensor drones that they couldn't get before. to make fast decisions and, more importantly, accurate decisions. Once you know that you have a problem and you know you have it contained to an area, that's when the spraying and spreading drones come in to solve the problem. The power and the breadth of the sensors are growing at an exponential rate. The resolutions are going up. The capacities are going up. It's kind of an exciting time for that.
That's Jeremy Williams with American Drone. I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Grandfather smoked and had a taste for booze. Next thing you know, Granddaddy's son did too. And when that boy had children of his own, addiction was the only seed he'd sow. Pass it on, pass it down. We all leave more than a headstone in the ground. Pass it on, at the end. Will you leave them on your love or on your sin? You can make it right or wrong. It on. He had a special name for every man, for anyone that wasn't just like him. His children used the words they heard from Dad. If they're not just like we are, we don't like that. Pass it on. Pass it down. Stone in the ground. Pass it on. At the end. Will you leave them on your love or on your sin? You can make it right or wrong. Pass it on. He could have left this world without a prayer. Most of the fools that he knew didn't care. Instead, he saved us all from being lost and did it as they nailed him to the cross. Pass it off. Pass it down. You can teach your children heroes from the ground. Pass it off.
That was John Conley with Pass It on Country and Community. Good evening, I'm Tim Thede. Finally got my tongue untied. Man, the old tongue wasn't cooperating towards the end of my sports cast this evening. So if you listened, my apologies. And if you didn't listen, well, you didn't miss much. But things are better now. I don't know what the deal was, but the old tongue was getting tied up on me. But otherwise, I'm having a great evening. I hope you are. It's a great Tuesday evening, and our temperature's at 78 degrees at 5:48, and that's according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Temperature Gauge. Cloudy conditions out there tonight. Man, we had some storms this morning. I know it woke me up during my sleep. I don't know about each and every one of you. Hopefully you didn't get too bad of weather where you were, but we did get close to an inch of rain out of that. 99 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. So it was a stormy one this morning, but it looks like tonight possibly isolated showers possible, according to Tony Schumacher, with areas of fog possible as well, with a low of 60. Just wanted to let you know that this evening, the Vernon Memorial Hospital Foundation presents Films on the Field, a summer movie series. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and watch the movies at the fairgrounds racetrack field on a jumbo LED screen. And that is will feature Back to the Future beginning at 7. Concessions and food trucks are available starting at 6. Tickets are available for $8. All concessions and ticket sales support Vernon Memorial Hospital. And going on tomorrow, a Red Cross blood drive is going to be held. That's from 9 to 3 at the Sauk County Public Health Department. Also, Second Harvest is in Gays Mills the fourth Wednesday of each month, so that means they will be there tomorrow as well. Food pickup is held from 2 to 3. Those attending are asked to not arrive before 1:30.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
The Richland Area Farmers Market will again be open coming up on Wednesday afternoon from 1:30 until 6 p.m. at the historic Train Depot in Richland Center across from Quick Trip. Here's what they hope to have this week: bedding plants, fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, and more, rhubarb, spring lettuce and greens, onions, string beans, potatoes, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, meats, and much more. For youth ages 4 to 17, come to the information table to receive two $1 food tokens. Tokens are good for fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. The popular Boomerang shopping bag continues. New Boomerang bags will be distributed for a sliding scale fee, starting just at $5. Each time you bring your Boomerang bag to the market to use again, you will receive a coupon good for any market product available at the information table. These sturdy bags help cut down on the use of plastic bags. Also, the market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. This week is bonus bucks. Check your EBT SNAP account to make sure you have the funds you are requesting. Then come to the information table to use your Quest card for purchases. The bonus bucks must only be spent on fresh fruits and vegetables at this week's Area Farmers Market in Richland Center from 1:30 until 6 Wednesday.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Get ready for the Iowa County Ducks Unlimited event Friday, August 2nd, 2024. Join us at Dodger Bowl 318 King Street, Dodgeville. Doors open at 5:30. Enjoy delicious roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches, hors d'oeuvres, and free tab beer while supplies last. Win big with the Shotgun of the Year, a Browning Maxis 2 Ultimate, and the Handgun of the Year, Kimber 1911 KW Custom. Get more with Duck Bucks. Buy a $100 package and receive $120 worth of tickets. Register by July 29th for a chance to win a $120 Duck Buck card. Register at iowacountydu.org and don't miss out.
Attention meat lovers, head to Richland Locker for unbeatable deals on top quality meats. This week, get fresh pork tenderloins for just $2.98 a pound, or try our marinated pork tenderloin at only $3.98 a pound. In the deli, savor the rich flavor of smoked pit ham at $6.48 a pound. And don't forget our delicious Swiss and baby Swiss cheese for just $5.98 a pound. Visit Richland Locker today, where quality meets affordability. Prices valid while supplies last. Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center. The Boscobel Antique Club presents the 11th annual Smoke in the Valley Dirt Pole, Saturday, July 27th at 6 p.m. The Boscobel Antique Grounds is located off Highway 133 on Chestnut Street. The show features the Southwest Polars, food stand, and beer tent on the grounds. No carry-ins, please. Gate fee is $10. Under 10 is free. Major sponsors include Bumper to Bumper, Old 61 Diner, Phrase Trucking, Hillsboro Equipment, and Rolling Thunder Party Bus. Boscobel for Smoke in the Valley, Saturday, July 27th at the Boscobel Antique Club Grounds.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be here Saturday night for Old Time Rock and Roll. We're hiring some jingle singers to really spice up the program this week. What do you have for us?
What a dork!
Maybe can you give me something a little more positive?
Isn't that special?
Oh, I guess that's a little better.
Is that your face or did your neck throw up?
Well, we'll keep trying. WRCO's Those Were the Days will flash back to the year of 1966 this weekend, and we'll be playing all of your requests from the 50s through the early 90s, courtesy of these sponsors, A&W Boscobel, along with Center Cinema Twins, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, Mendham Wealth Advisory Group, Jones Chevrolet, along with Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and join us for some sweet turntable treats, courtesy of Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, it's Those Were the Days.
100.9 WRCO.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. Wish we would have rolled around some old cab and chased them city lights. Hit bars I don't like. We were listening to One More Silver Dollar, hanging out by Silver Rider. Soon as I
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After being convicted on federal corruption charges last week, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez says he'll resign effective immediately August 20th. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Bob Menendez was found guilty on those multiple charges of corruption, on serving as a foreign agent for Egypt and Qatar, for benefiting New Jersey businessmen, for using his perch in the Senate for corrupt purposes and receiving gifts and money and gold bars and cars for all of that.
New Jersey's governor will choose a Senate replacement. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin this hour, her first rally as the Democratic presumptive nominee. Today, Democratic congressional leaders backed her candidacy. Harris is not expected to attend when Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addresses members of Congress this week, but she's expected